I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil with WNPR News. The spotlight has been on Connecticut's Department of Children and Families in recent weeks after a troubling video showed DCF staff improperly restraining youth at the state's two juvenile detention facilities. Despite the latest controversy, Governor Dana Molloy remains supportive of the agency's commissioner. Speaking on WNPR's Where We Live, Governor Molloy points to the decrease of delinquent youth being sent to institutions like the Juvenile Training School or to out-of-state facilities under the leadership of Commissioner Joette Katz. He says Katz has a tough job.
Let me also point this out, that the hardest job in America is not being governor and it's not being mayor or superintendent of schools or police chief. It's being the person who's the head of DCF, because you know that there's just so much conflict. There's so much going on. There are so many young people who are at risk that no matter what you do, there are going to be problems.
Molloy says he never would have supported the opening of the Juvenile Training School, a place where some delinquent male youth are sent. It was opened under John Rowland's administration in 2001. However, Molloy says some of the youth committed to DCF need intensive help.
There are some number of people of any age who are truly dangerous, and danger to themselves and danger to others. And finding the most compassionate way to deal with those folks and getting them as much help as possible and keeping both the caregiver and the care receiver safe is always a hard question.
Since the Office of Child Advocate released a report on the improper use of restraints and video of the incidents, DCF has banned the use of prone restraints when youth are restrained face down. The agency also says it's working to improve staff training. Legislators have also held several hearings focused on DCF. Some have questioned whether the Juvenile Training School and the Pueblo Unit for Delinquent Girls, both in Middletown, should be closed.